Well, I'm really happy here. I'm at Marcy's house, and I'm very thankful to my friend Lisa for inviting me here. Because if it weren't for her inviting me here, who knows where I'd be this Friday? I might be at the homeless shelter listening to someone play the
Guitar, you might have
guitar.
to, right?
Oh, I
Yes,
mean
he played.
Marcy's husband. I'd be thrilled. I'd be.
What did he play? He played all homeless songs. He played Melissa, Taking Care of Business,
That's beautiful.
and the other one, what was it? There's Southern Rock, which they all love and they all think is so cool, and they had a lot of fun. They're a tough audience.
So you're two artists in the family, really?
It's an I don't think of writing as an art.
You
I don't
don't?
know, I think people think that, and I always think it's I think art is a way of making it sound more important than it is.
What do you think of it as if not
I
an
think of
art?
it's it, you know what, I think it's just what I do. I think it's what I do. It's my best way to communicate.
Well, I'm so happy to meet you, Marcy, and I love your book, The Christmas Glass. Give us a quick synopsis on the story.
The story starts in Italy in 1940, and it's that the first part of it is the story of a widow who is taken in, decided that she has to take care of some Jewish kids who have been brought to her, dropped off basically on her doorstep, and she's decided to hide them. But in so doing, she wants to send away the only family treasure she has, which are 12 hand-blown Christmas ornaments from Germany, done by a cottage industry kind of thing. So that's all she has of her parents, her family. So she sends them to a cousin in the south of Italy who's about to emigrate. Because at that time, northern Italy was still under German control, whereas southern Italy was liberated. So she's never really met this cousin except for a couple times. The cousin takes them and goes to America. And then the book jumps to the year 2000, and the ornaments have come into the hands of 12 different family members or friends or even acquaintances for various reasons, and it follows those stories.
Oh, so there's 12 different stories
Yes,
in the
there is.
book.
There is really, yes.
Now, where did you get the idea for this book? Where does it come
The
from?
idea, I collect Christmas books, and I have a book that I got a long time ago, and it tells the story of this cottage industry in Lauscha, Germany, where Christmas ornaments were made, hand blown, and how the fam what the what the what the man did, what the wife did, what the kids did, what each part what each they each had a role to make in these ornaments, and how they took them, put them on their backs, and took them to market. And so I started to think what would happen if a collection of these ornaments came into the hands of a family. You never the 12 never would stay in that one house. What would happen over the years? There's war, there's moving, there's immigrating. So that's what I decided to
Very
do.
cool. Now, partly why I wanted to have you come speak with me is part of this novel is set right here in southeastern Connecticut,
Yes, it is.
New London and Mystic.
New London, Mystic, and Stonington.
And Stonington too. Where do we find? How do we, if we were.
Well, the different stories intersect, and several of the characters, each of the 12 Christmas ornaments comes into the hand, as I said, of one family member or one friend or one acquaintance. Those people are each based in a different area, and several of them are based in New London. Mystic. So the action goes back and forth, but the chapter on Catherine, who is the daughter of the original woman who got the ornaments, she's in Mystic. Her mother, Philomena, who's the cousin in Italy, who's now 84 years old, she's in Stonington, borough. And then the family originally came to New London. That's where they settled when they came from Italy. So I have their house on Pequot Avenue,
So
and
right
right here.
here in New London.
Absolutely.
So that's another reason I really wanted to have you on the program. Now, there's ch in the back. Is it in the back of the book, Marcy, where it tells you?
No, the front of it,
It's the
they
front of
sort
the
of like
book.
it's a family tree almost, and it just gives you an idea of, these people were in Italy, these people were in Connecticut, these families were, because there are a lot of characters, and this, I think, helps readers, find out where
Okay,
people
so
are.
like when they go to get the book, once they have it in their
They
hands.
can, I know people who will read it and then refer back to this page just to kind of see where all these characters are
Okay,
and
because
things
it
like that.
actually says in Connecticut and that
Yep.
lists the characters.
Right.
Very wonderful. Now, this isn't your first book, though.
No, this is my 13th book.
That's so many
Yeah.
congratulations to
Well,
you.
thank you.
When did
Thank
the
you.
writing career start?
I think it started in 7th grade when I got an award for a Halloween essay I did. And the award was I got a $5 gift certificate to go to an independent bookstore. We didn't call them independent bookstores then because there wasn't anything else. There was just these. And I was hooked. Not only did I get, a prize for writing, then I got to have books. I got to buy books. That was wonderful.
Anyone in your family write?
Nope, not that I know of.
Now,
No.
here's my big question. Who edits your books?
This book is edited by Andrew Attaway, who's the editor at Guidepost, who I work with. I also have friends who are very skilled readers. My friend Lisa, who introduced you and I.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't edit this book. She looked at another book for me. So it's easier to work with friends before, because then you have a little bit of firepower when your editor says, oh, no, that won't work. And you say, oh, well, but, you know, what my readers say, it's going to work.
So, you know, that's good. I think writing is a discipline.
It is a discipline.
I mean, this book is, this novel is 298 pages. How long does it take you to create this?
You know, that's an interesting question, because I'd rather say how long it takes to make a book, because the creating it and the writing it are you know, very, not different, but they're happening at the same time. So while you're working on a book, you're kind of living it, mm-hmm. you know. These characters, they come to live with you. They stay in your home. They stay in your mind. They take my walk with me, mm-hmm. you know. So I probably to get an initial manuscript done, 6 or 7 months. But you have to understand, too, that you're spending a lifetime building this up. This is experiential, you know. You know, sometimes I make notes.
In this book or in any of your others, well, let's just talk about this book right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are any of the things that you've taken from your own life?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not definitely. Just the experience, but like the situation?
Some of the situations. I may start out with a situation, or I may start out with a character who really is based on someone that I know, but they take on a life of their own. I like to start out with an idea of who the person is and what the person looks like. I have a physicality in mind. It's based on such and such a person. But then once they get into the story, once I get them into the story, they do things that may surprise me. So, you know.
Now, are you originally from New London?
Originally from Old Saybrook. Yes.
Right here,
yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, you and your husband spend some of your time in Sausalito. Now,
we
why
do.
Sausalito?
We spend, you know, 4, 5, or 6 months a year there, because it's when we met and when we, it was the first place we went together on away, where he didn't know anybody, I didn't know anybody. Mm-hmm. We kind of opened a map, said California, boom, and that's where we went. And whether it was because of that freedom of being sort of unknown or what, we just really fell in love with it. And the whole Northern California, you know, we spent a lot of time in San Francisco. We got married in Bodega Bay. So I have a couple of the characters based in Sausalito, because it's also a place where a lot of people have been. They mm-hmm. they get over on the ferry from San Francisco, and they come and they spend a day in Sausalito, and they talk about it for the rest of their lives.
Oh, I'm thinking I may have been there, but I can't remember.
Have. It's just
I'm at
very
that phase
pretty.
Where
yeah.
I just can't remember much anymore. Sad, but true.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, where do people get this book when they're ready? And you autograph, I understand?
Yes, I'm doing, I'm doing a signing at Thames Wine and Spirits
okay.
tonight. But I can go, you know, I'll do other signings in bookstores. I'm happy to sign. Oh, it will be at City News.
Okay.
In New London, signed copies. And they can get it anywhere. They can get it on Amazon, they can get it at Borders, Barnes & Noble. I understand Sam's Club and Kmart have picked it up.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Congrats. So very successful.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. So it must be a good book. I'm gonna read it.
I'm hoping people will be happy with it.
Now I noticed too.
A lot of people want to pick favorites.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they want to like go through and you know, I've had people say, well, this is my favorite, and that surprises me, because I think of it as a sort of a continuous story, but people really have favorites.
Well, I want to thank you for like letting us come into your home.
Well, I'm happy to have you.
We really appreciate that, and I noticed that. A lot of your book, and even when I speak to you mm-hmm. through internet and other
right.
things, that you're spiritually have been mm-hmm. spiritually awakened, or you were, and you still are.
Right.
And so, I mean, I see that you have.
Yeah.
You know, you wear crosses, mm-hmm. and well, Christmas is such a blessed
right.
time of year.
Yep.
And as I look around your home, I see a lot of things that mm-hmm. refer to spirituality.
That's true.
Tell me about how that has helped you with your writing or with your life. It's
interesting when you say reawakened. I think probably it's always been there for me. I do remember, you know, I've always been sort of like on my own. Even as a child, I didn't really care about playing in groups and stuff. And I've never really felt alone. I've never really felt like I'm without, you know, God. And so it's not so much a... it's not so much an expression that happens within a religious tradition, although, you know, I do go to church and I do, you know, and I try different churches.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy that, yeah. But it's more internal. And if anything, I have to compel myself to bring my spirituality out, or to be in community, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, it's easier for me in always to be on my own.
Oh,
and just have sort of like, the spirit with me.
Did you come from a big family?
No, I have one sister.
Mm-hmm. Does she write?
No, she's a teacher.
Okay.
So she does harder work than writing.
Do you ever think that you might want to share some of what you do, try to teach somebody to become a writer?
I've taught, you know, Barnes & Noble's had me come in and do writing workshops, and you know, I will help people in that way. But for me, probably to be in a classroom every day would be difficult because I need a lot of alone time.
What do you think about people who say, Merry, you know, don't say Merry Christmas, say something else other than Merry Christmas? Any thoughts on that?
No, I think you have to be respectful of what everyone believes, and I think that's important. And I don't think there are too many people who are really bothered by Merry Christmas. I think that's something that's blown way out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we have what my husband calls a 24-hour news cycle now, and because there's no news for maybe 23 of those hours, you have to have this constant, like, you know, exaggerating of issues in the world. So I think that's, you know, you'll hear it again, and Bill O'Reilly, and so it's not that, you know.
Now, when you're not writing or thinking about what you're going to write about,
right?
What are you doing?
Reading.
Okay.
No, and I walk. I walk every day, but I spend a lot of that time thinking about what I'm writing. You know, do some volunteer work. I do a lot of reading.
Do you read things that are related to what you're writing about?
No, I try not to. I try not to because, I mean, I have in the past and I store those things, but when I'm working on something, I don't like to read anything that's like what I'm working on because, you know, it will come in. It will seep in, mm-hmm. and you really have to be careful on that. You know, I don't like to read any writers who have a particularly strong style,
right?
Because you are either comparing yourself with them, or you find that seeping into your work.
And, do you ever wonder if you didn't write what you'd be doing?
I'd be making Christmas ornaments. I would. That's what I'd be doing, and I'd be have a
glass
little
glass Christmas ornaments.
I'd have I'm not that good. I'd be making beaded Christmas ornaments, that kind of thing. I think I'd be a good therapist. Because I like to listen. I don't like to have to talk too much. That's what I think therapists do. They just say, oh, what I hear you saying is, and that's what I do.
You're cute. I really like your hair. You said you just
chopped
it off.
Thank you. I went to Cad Marie downtown, and they did a wonderful job because it's not easy to work with me because I don't want to be bothered taking care of it.
Oh, really?
So I said to Dagmarie, who's this wonderful woman, very patient, I said, I need to have a haircut that I can get out of the house within 5 minutes. And she's like, but she did it, and thank you, Dagmarie.
Well, you know, Marcy Alberghetti, I love your name.
Thank you.
And I said that
you love it because you haven't had to spell it every day for 49 years, but that's okay.
And between us, the girl that referred me to you, Lisa Giordano,
yes.
Giordano, and my last name, Bonacore, I said, we sound like we probably should have signed something together.
And it's interesting that you say that because one of the reasons I chose to have this family, this Italian family, come to New London is New London has a real Italian heritage. There are a lot of, I mean, look at our council, our city council. You know, there's a lot of Italians in the city.
And we moved up, I understand.
Oh, well, you know. No one hopes.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Marcy Alberghetti, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Anne.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.